I returned the card to my shirt. The bear's reference to Virgil White Buffalo, an individual who had appeared and reappeared in my life as of late, and an entity that even I was unsure of being either alive or dead. If you believe that, which I don't really, why do you suppose? Perhaps Virgil feels the ego homus is more than you can deal with on this plane of existence. He glanced at me. You have many enemies, some of whom you have sent over to the other side. So? The Eberhotse Omus is a collective of unsettled souls, those unable to make the crossing to the camp of the dead because they feel their dealings with this world are not yet done, or they do not wish them to be. What, you're afraid my dead enemies are getting together and forming a union to gang up on me? He breathed a soft laugh. Virgil is. I thought about it. Then why would they gang up on, say, Genie? To bring you here. You believe that? Honestly? That is the difference between us. I believe in everything until proven, whereas you believe in nothing until proven. I shrugged. That's how I make my living. It is depressing. Yep, sometimes. How do you explain that the card is still readable? I pulled the thing back out and examined it. The blue ink faded, but indeed legible. I don't know. The tree kept the sun off it? In the winter? What do you want me to say? It had an otherworldly, spiritual, protective shield surrounding it? He ignored me and continued watching the game. I'll tell you what I'm beginning to think, that at one time Virgil ran up and down the Bighorn Mountain Range, sticking these things all over the place. Simple as that? Simple as that. The game was winding down to its last minute, and with a 4-point advantage, Goldstrip was playing a conservative game, eating up the clock. Jaya made a desperate cut between two of the green and gold players, getting the ball and driving for the opposite side of the court. The girl who had gotten the ball stolen from her started after Jaya at a high rate of speed, but it was doubtful she would catch the phenom before she got a shot off. Jaya had lifted a one-arm layup and was just coming back to earth when the Colstrip player launched into her back, sending her into the concrete blocks. The Colstrip girl was on her in an instant, pounding her back and head with clenched fists as the referees moved in that direction, perhaps not as quickly as they should have. It was about then that another combatant entered the fray, a wild-looking woman with a folding chair. Oh, shit. I was off the bench, but the bear was already in the aisle and halfway down the bleachers as I stumbled after him. Teresa One Moon brought the chair down on the back of the Colstrip player, knocking her off her daughter, and the whole gymnasium erupted. I tried to get to the court, but crowds of people were surging in the same direction. Over their heads, I could see Lolo Long coming in from the baseline. She grabbed Jaya's mother and pulled her away before she could do too much damage. Henry arrived in time to separate the Colstrip player from Jaya and placed her against the wall as the spectators crowded in. I could see that he had created a buffer zone which widened as he turned toward the throng. Now the referees were attempting to clear the area to get the game started again. Henry held the Colstrip player, and I muscled in to pick up Jaya from the floor. She was bleeding profusely, and I pulled a handkerchief from my pocket and put it over her nose. I tilted her head back as she tried to bat my hands away. Harriet came over, trying to get a look at her player. Is she all right? I think so. I've seen a lot of broken noses before, and I think this one is okay. Jaya attempted to pull my hands away again, but I held her firm. Do you want to shoot the foul shots or not? I continued to hold her head back, but she stopped squirming and nodded. I turned to the coach as the crowd filtered back toward the stands, and we both watched the bear as he released the other girl to the ref, who escorted her to the opposite bench with an arm movement indicating that she was being thrown from the game. I became aware of a weight on my arm as Jaya leaned on it. Standing still as things were swept back to normal, I glanced at her and saw that her eyes were closed. Are you okay? The eyes stayed closed, but she nodded. One of the referees approached Harriet. Can she play? Try and stop her. The ref smiled and turned toward the officiating table, signaling one and one. You've got to be kidding. He turned to look at me. That was the most blatant foul I've ever seen. And who are you? Walt Longmire, Absaroka County Sheriff. He paused. I tilted my head at him. Get going, she's going to make both of them anyway. With one last look, he departed to confirm with the opposing coach, and it looked like the game was about to recommence.